We're going to talk about The Magic Christian, a movie from 1970, written by Terry Southern, one of the great satirists from the 50s through his death in the 80s. Terry, in addition to Magic Christian, wrote such great books, including the original book, Magic Christian, which the screenplay is based on. He wrote the screenplays for Dr. Strangelove, Evelyn Waugh's The Loved One. He wrote Easy Rider, Barbarella, The Cincinnati Kid, and in his later days, lots of skits for Saturday Night Live in the 80s. Terry came originally out of the Army in World War II, where he was an officer. He then used the GI Bill to go to school in the Sorbonne in Paris, lived there for a while. He wrote for the first editions of the Paris Review, where his first short stories appeared in the inaugural edition. Always known as a great satirist, he was much in demand. The genesis of The Magic Christian came when Peter Sellers got a hold of the book, which was one of his favorite books, and gave it and wanted to option the rights, wanted to make it, went through a number of drafts with Terry. In fact, he then gave the book to Stanley Kubrick, and based on that, Terry was hired to be the writer of Dr. Strangelove. Now, Terry didn't direct the film. He wasn't a director. The director was Joseph McGrath, an English director, most noted besides Magic Christian for doing Casino Royale, the Woody Allen spoof version of the James Bond movies. And if you've seen that movie, and after you've seen The Magic Christian, you'll see a lot of the same subversive style and elements. Joseph came from TV background, did lots of TV both before and after The Magic Christian. Also, one of his more famous TV shows was he was one of the directors on The Goon Show, which was a British sketch comedy from the 40s and 50s, which starred Peter Sellers and also Spike Mulligan, who has a cameo in The Magic Christian. The director of photography was a gentleman named Jeff Unsworth, and this is a beautifully shot movie. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it even just for that. Jeff went on to DP 2001, A Space Odyssey for Kubrick, Superman 1 and 2. He also was the DP of On the Waterfront, A Bridge Too Far, Cabaret, Royal Flash, and Murder on the Orient Express, among other features. The music of the film, the music was from a band called Badfinger, whose most famous hit is the theme song of this movie called If You Want It, Here It Is, Come and Get It, written and produced by Paul McCartney.